Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Your pal Jake Carter here, ready to tackle something super important, negative self-talk. Ever find yourself getting caught in that inner critic loop? You know, those voice recordings playing on repeat, telling you you're not good enough, smart enough, or whatever else that little gremlin can come up with? Trust me, I've been there, and it's a real drag. Today, we're going to bust through that noise and learn how to silence the negativity and build some serious confidence. Because you deserve to feel awesome about yourself, no matter what. First things first, let's talk about why this stuff matters. Think about it. Negative self-talk can seriously impact your life. It holds you back from taking risks, pursuing your dreams, even just enjoying everyday moments. It can lead to anxiety, low self-esteem, and a whole bunch of other not-so-fun feelings. But here's the good news. You have the power to change this narrative. So, what are some actionable steps we can take? First up, become aware. Pay attention to those negative thoughts. When they pop up, don't just let them roll by. Acknowledge them, but don't believe everything your inner critic is saying. Remember, that voice isn't always accurate. It's often just a reflection of past experiences or insecurities. Next, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this belief? Often, you'll find those negative thoughts are based on flimsy assumptions or outdated beliefs. It's like catching a thought bubble before it gets inflated. Just pop it. Then, reframe those thoughts. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try to look for the positive in any situation. Can you find something good that came out of a challenging experience? Maybe you learned a valuable lesson or discovered a hidden strength. Remember, practice makes perfect. Building confidence is like learning a new skill. It takes time and effort. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, and keep pushing forward. And finally, surround yourself with positive people. You know those folks who lift you up and make you feel good about yourself? Hang out with them. They can provide support, encouragement, and a fresh perspective when you need it most. Think about that time you were about to go for something big. Maybe try out for a play, ask someone out on a date, or pitch a new idea. Ever notice how those negative voices tend to ramp up? That inner critic whispering doubts in your ear, trying to hold you back? Well, I had this experience last month. I was invited to speak at a conference about something I'm super passionate about, personal growth and positive habits. Awesome opportunity, right? But as the date got closer, that pesky voice started chirping away. "You're not good enough," it hissed. "What if you mess up?" It was like a mental game of tug of war. But then I remembered everything we talked about today. Awareness, challenging those thoughts, reframing them, and surrounding myself with positive people. I visualized myself delivering the talk with confidence, connecting with the audience, and sharing my message. I practiced my speech in front of the mirror, feeling that energy building. And guess what? The day arrived, I walked onto the stage, and it was incredible. The audience was engaged, receptive, and I felt so empowered sharing my story and insights. See, it all starts with recognizing those negative voices, not letting them define you, and choosing to believe in yourself. You're capable of amazing things. So, there you have it. A few key takeaways to help you overcome that negative self-talk and build your confidence. Remember, become aware of those thoughts, challenge them, reframe them, practice self-compassion, and surround yourself with positive energy. Now go out there and rock it. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing these tips. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and remember, you're awesome just the way you are. Until next time, keep decluttering that dopamine and chasing those dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.